had a problem. My mic doesn't have a problem. Oh, apparently I already started, so we're just gonna
just roll with it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just gonna roll with it and hope it doesn't crap out again. Yeah. I'm here with Tom Grady for the official first year of the podcast. We just taped about 15 minutes.
We did.
Pure comedic gold, and it's all
pure.
It's all crap now. So we're gonna do this happened with me and my mother, but it was because of her iPhone. I'm starting to think it's this. Honest with you, I've had problems with it. It's not worth being on YouTube for it. I mean, people have professional podcasts on here, and this is supposed to be a app, so to speak. But it's not
right.
It's not treating me like one. That's for sure.
No, well,
it's treating me like pure crap, not pure app. We wasted our toast and everything. We
did. Let's re-toast. Yeah.
Let's do it again.
George, happy first year anniversary.
Thank you, sir. And I was before we were rudely interrupted by my app.
Yes.
I was explaining that there could only be one person on this first year anniversary. Ask Kickery of all podcasts. You have the most downloads of all. Krista and Don are behind you by 5. You were fluctuating for a little while, but you've been ahead for most of your reign, if you will, which is hard to do because
my tenure as a
tenure, yes,
professional podcast guest. That's right. I don't know.
That's right. But I'll tell you, your agent Dave Fabry is the one to. I was trying to get you a little bit. All right, maybe a little bit.
Almost, yeah. My agent. You. Yep.
Yeah.
My agent / cousin David Fabry. Yes.
He was campaigning for your return, and he got his wish. Little did he know what was happening anyways, but we'll give him the credit for it.
Well, he was, and I'm glad you brought it up because, we were having lunch the other day, and David actually said to me that I gave everyone in the world a shout-out except him. So thank you for beating me to the punch. I'm sure David will be very pleased with you, and again, disappointed with me, so
Well, it's par for the course. Again, I'll recycle the joke. We got to stop recycling this. It's not as funny as the first time.
It was good though. It was good.
It was good. It was all right. It was all right. A little bit. Of course, Tom being the golfing. What are you? Are you a golfing professional? Are you what do you classify yourself?
No, I is strictly amateur. Nothing. Weekend golfer.
All right, but aren't you?
At one point, I was an assistant professional. Yes,
okay,
more.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, because you have to keep up with that. It's like you have to maintain a certain within the New England PGA, and I just can't do it, won't do it, don't have the time, don't have the talent anymore. It's one of those things,
Mm-hmm.
You lose it. I think I explained it on the first podcast, if you don't play basketball for a year and you run out there and try to, do the Dr. J skyhook or whatever. What did that guy do? Is that what it was?
Bank, game delay, and thunder flying, rum design crying, tea shaking, glass breaking, rump roasting, bun toast, and wham bam, glass breaker, I am jam. That's what he did. Oh, no, wait, that was me, Dr. G. I'm sorry.
Dr. G, no.
Dr. J just did the basic stuff. I did all that stuff.
Yeah. I've seen you play basketball, George. Well, actually, I probably haven't seen you play basketball in over 30 years, maybe longer, but.
Accurate.
Yeah, I don't believe you and Dr. J were in the same. Well, you shouldn't even be in the same sentence.
Yeah. Except
it's not.
George is right. Not Dr. J.
Maybe correct. Not. Correct.
And actually, before I left home, I was showing you my Batman T-shirt. That's from the Zack Snyder's uncut thing on HBO Max. I forget what it's called. It's
got to be a better way to say that. Absolutely, because if you're looking at Zack Snyder's uncut anything, we need to, there's some issues.
That's a good point. It's in black and white, though. It's artsy, I think.
Yeah, I think it was called the director. No, not the director's cut. It's the Snyder cut, just the Snyder cut.
It looks so good. It's got his own name after it.
It does, yes. A lot of surgeons are going to start implementing that, actually.
Yes.
A lot of rabbis will be using that as well. So, did you like it?
I thought it was fantastic. I really did. I had every intention of liking it, but I would be honest if I didn't, and I did. What I like about it a lot is that it comes in 6 parts, so you can just...
It's a four-hour movie.
And everyone wants their money's worth for everything. Like, oh, this is too long. Well, you're getting tons of money worth for a four-hour movie.
you can watch it
in parts. So and they all it's a story, but they do it in a way that you can just break it up.
Right, but you didn't watch it in the whole 4 hours.
Not in a row. I watched it, I think, in two parts. I think I watched 3 and 3.
So I guess I must be the only clown that sat down and took 4 hours out of a day on a Sunday to watch that, you know, whole.
But once you saw part two come up, you kind of had a...
Oh, I had an inkling, but I mean, I just didn't want to stop.
What did you think of it?
Well, I liked it. The first one was a little more tame, I guess. Yeah. And we never would have known how good that could have been had this not come out. So that makes me wonder how many other movies could have a director's version or something like that. I'm sure a lot of movies do have director's versions, but I'm talking about the DC movies or the Marvel movies and stuff like that. But again, you know, I think it's an overplayed genre right now. Yeah. I mean, I like it, but it seems like everybody is putting out something that, you know, has got a cape. And, you know, Roseanne used to say, I can't watch anything that has a cape in it, or, you know, or something to that effect. Because I think I tried to get her to go see Iron Man when it came out or something, or one of those, you know. And she was like, yeah, no, I don't do capes, you know, one of those things. She couldn't suspend her disbelief, I think was her exact wording. But, you know, it's not for everybody. So I can't see people actually that aren't really digging it to sit down for a whole 4 hour. So I don't know if I'd want more movies like that, but this one was pretty good.
I do Wonder Woman for 4 hours. What? Did I say that weird?
Yeah. No.
Was that weird?
Yeah. I think you meant 4 minutes.
Oh, you know what? That's probably more accurate. You're right. That's right. You're like George Burns. God, you do the thing and then beer. That's good. Now, what kind of beer is that? We just had this discussion, but it got lost. And I'll have a director's cut of this, by the way, for us.
that would be fantastic. See, so this is Castle Island Brewery, and it's their 5th year anniversary Russian Imperial Stout. Now this brewery is actually down your way, I believe. I want to say I think it might be in Canton, I think. Or some sound, okay, yeah, you know, yeah. Yeah, and I think Billy lives in Stoughton, so it's kind of, so when I go down and see him, sometimes I stop in there and stuff like that, but he actually, he had something to do with the business early on or something, invested some money or something, so he goes there a lot more than I do, and he'll send these up to me, so it's pretty nice.
It's nice.
Yeah. Decent beer. Yeah.
Yeah. I do have to read this. We need to regurgitate one more thing because I can't have you without thanking my mother ad nauseum like you just did. Even though it pained me to hear it, you have to do it again because...
I know, yeah. So what we were talking about is... when we were talking about David Fabry earlier.
Yes.
And I said that his business, his masonry business, is located in Stoneham. All right.
That's him right now. That's David. Yeah, hey, this is great.
Nope,
I love you
guys.
No,
that's enough of that. That's silence. That's
Roseanne going, Iron Man doesn't have a cape, so there.
You got me there, didn't you? And I knew as soon as I said Iron Man, it might have been the wrong movie, but I knew it was one of them. But no, I had mentioned that David Fabry had a masonry business, and he came to Stoneham to my mom's house and put a new wall up and... And I wanted to thank your mom for standing behind me in solidarity with the pronunciation of Stoneham.
I'm sorry, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Did it cut out again? Do we have to start for a third time now?
You might have to. Now, you are legitimately a Stoneham person, though, right? You're not just doing it to bust balls. You legitimately call it Stoneham.
Legit, I do. I do, yeah. So, I don't know. It's, people look at me funny, but, you know, they've been looking at me funny for a long, long time. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, it could be my glasses. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No.
What's
yeah,
that smirk
well,
on your glasses, Tom? That's looking at you funny.
Well, they are funny glasses, aren't they? You know. But again, you know, now that you're in the, what do we call it, the Progressives Club?
The Progressive Club, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. PC. They're not, we're PC, they, Tom. We're
that's
PC.
Right. They're not bifocals anymore. We can't go around offending bifocal glasses. We have to, you know, we have to lump them in with the progressives.
Yes.
I don't want to get arrested for hate speech against bifocals, you know, or anything. So
they have a right. I mean,
they do. They're glasses too, George. They're glasses too.
Glasses are people too, I think, or something like
yes.
that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, glasses are people. How about people are people?
Ooh, and why can't we be?
I don't know. And why should it be? But the last podcast, we talked about Depeche Mode.
Yes. And
if you remember correctly.
I do.
And didn't they get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I think it was based on my podcast.
It might have been. I think
people
they
watching,
it.
They That's listened right. to it and they realized, and Depeche Mode finally got into the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That explains the royalty checks to me. I didn't realize what they were. I just took them. I accepted them. I just, hey, listen, you're going to write me a check. I'm going to cash it. So it's simple.
You're welcome.
I love the pause. You're welcome. Ooh. That was good. That was very well done.
That's it. That is it. We were talking about Krista and Dawn and Krista and Bonnie and Krista and Melissa and Krista and
By
15 other people in Krista. Listen, I'm coming for you, Krista. I'm coming for you.
Listen.
I'm going to start rounding random people up and having podcasts with George. And we're going to talk about 60-day marriage, 80th fiancé. I know. We're going to talk about Little Brother and all of these shows. Yeah, and the Jimmy Matthews Band, whatever. we're going to talk about it all. And well, I don't know.
That was genius because Dave Matthews has a song called Jimmy Thing. So you actually combined.
Does he really?
Song. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really okay. All right. Well, see.
I like
that. I know more than I let on about Davey.
Davey. We call him Davey. Those in the know call him Davey.
Those in the know call him Davey. We march to his aunts, don't we?
We do. We do.
Oh, to see us. I know a little.
Really, you have so much to say, and I should just let you say it.
Yeah, you really should. As a matter of fact, you can actually walk away, put the cardboard cut out, because you have to. There you go. Bye-bye. Since you're such a famous podcaster now, you actually do have to have like some kind of a bobblehead or a cutout or whatever, right? Yeah. You do. That's fantastic.
Do you know what that is?
No.
No, they're little.
What is that?
They're little. Basically, they are kind of like little. It's not worth getting into, to be honest with you, because I can't describe it. I'd have to show you one, and I don't have the means to do that.
But don't you say, Bonnie, bring the Funko Pop.
Bring the Funko. I usually say just bring the fun, but then.
Oh, just bring the fun. Yeah.
Yeah, just bring the fun.
I don't even know. Did I even say that right? Is it called Funko Pop?
I don't know. Tom, I know. No, I saw the one that when you walked away with it to get it out of the screen. You moved your Iron Man Funko Pop to the left, so I wouldn't see it in the shot.
I did. No, I was pretty very excited that they got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Was it people?
Oh. I mean, that is people are people, but I don't know if that's their biggest hit. Some of their later stuff was really good, but I mean, I kind of stopped listening to them after Violator in 1991, which I think Violator was 1991. You know that All I Ever Wanted, All I Ever Needed, that song?
I think so.
He's walking on the mountain, whatever. He's got a King outfit on. Yeah.
I'm going to start describing Funko Pops again so we can get...
Please, let's get away from this. Sorry I mentioned that.
Actually, you know what I'll do? I'll tell you the Krista story that I told you I was going to tell you.
That's right. You mentioned that. And by the way, before you tell that Krista story, I just want to say I love her to death, love Dawn to death, love Melissa to death. I'm really not trying to out-podcast anybody. You guys do a great job when you're there, and I want to hear more. I think she should get some of the people from the randoms from Fusion. Maybe get some of the people from the bar, like Jackie Mahoney or a couple of other people. And I think that would be a good pod. Actually, she should do a podcast from Fusion.
I'll bring it to them. We'll do it remotely.
Yep. And I will peek in the window because I'll be too ashamed to walk in and
you'll be a peeking part of blinders. It, so.
Yes. Oh, my God. Isn't that show that people like about horses or something?
I thought it was Chinese Takeout, to be honest. I really had no idea.
No, that's Peaking Blinders.
Oh, see, that's the difference right there. Because I first heard of them with Shannon on my first podcast. We talked
Peaky Blinders. Yeah, right.
I had no idea what it was. I really didn't. And she loved
what's
the show.
What's his name? Cillian Murphy or Killian Murphy or whatever. I don't know.
Who?
Cillian. It would be silly to pronounce it like that, I guess.
It would be.
The Irish actor. Yeah.
Oh, no, that sounded Asian. What? What's his name?
George, this podcast is getting banned.
What's happening?
I want to rig it so we have to start over again.
Please do. Let's go. All right. So you're going to tell me a story about Krista.
Here's the funny thing. It's not actually about Krista. It's just a story that I don't even know if she knows that this even happened. I was I'm telling a story on our podcast that we couldn't do because her iPhone was crap or whatever. I don't know what it was. But because you remember my two episodes ago, I did the year end cat. Did it by myself. Well, I had done two previous tries with my mother. I even took a screenshot and put it on my webpage, my Facebook page, advertising it.
Saying that she was going to be on. I remember that. Yes.
I learned a lesson that day, too. So you don't do that. And Krista, I had to have Krista in some way, shape, or form because, you know, everyone knows Krista. And I would have her on every. I know it's up to me, but if I didn't care about new people, I'd have her on every other episode. It would be Krista and then Krista apologizing to the people she offended. Krista again, apology tour to those people she offended on that one. But you, to give you credit, Tom, because I did kind of slurp you a little bit in the podcast that isn't, you, I had to have you because you were, did we talk about this on this one or just that one? I don't remember. It's blurring now. I don't want to talk about it again if we just did it.
Yeah, I think you already did say that. I think it's something about the most downloads.
So yeah. It had to be you, and we tried to get you on earlier, but not tried, but I asked. I realized it was going to be, it was getting closer to year, I said, I'm waiting for the year because I don't want to get them. I wanted to have you for that reason. Plus, I wanted to have you back. But,
thank you for having me back, by the way.
Of course, of course. I was going to apologize for being so long, but it's actually kind of perfect because it is the exact day. My first podcast with Shannon was on June 7th, or released on June 7th, and
that worked.
Yeah.
There's got to be some calendars that we can look at.
Yeah, that first one was really nice. She seems like a very nice person, that Shannon. And she was on twice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's great. She's a lot of fun. I'm actually trying to get her, but she has a laptop issue and that she doesn't have one.
That's a big issue. She's a bartender, right?
I believe she is, yes. Bartender / server, yes. She does it all. She does it all. But I was at town day with Krista and her family.
It's a beautiful family.
It really is, isn't it?
No, it really is. They're also handsome.
Even the dog.
The dog's cute as hell. Yes. Well, actually, did you see Melissa Passanisi's new, Melissa Passanisi Thorne's new dog?
Eddie.
Yeah, a beautiful dog. It makes me want to get a dog.
Really?
Yeah, but I got to wait till my cat shuffles this mortal coil, which I fear won't be too long. But again, I don't know if it's, you know, fair to get a dog in a condo situation, you know?
For the tenants, the neighbors, you mean?
No, I mean just for the dog itself. I mean, I suppose I could get, you know, like a little... like a rat terrier or something like that, and it would be happy with the space. No, that's an actual real dog. Oh, Jack, is it Jack Terrier or Rat Terrier? I think it's a Jack Rat Terrier.
I was going to say Jack. I was going to say that.
I know you were. That's because I know you. But a smaller dog, I think it would be okay. But I think if you get a larger dog, you kind of need the backyard and to give it a place to run and stuff like that. And I don't think it would be fair to get a large breed dog. Without having a backyard, and especially, you know, I work in Boston. I'm gone almost all day. I don't think it would just be fair. So I'd have to wait until I'm in a different living situation where I had a backyard or something like that. Because I don't really want a small dog. If I get a dog, I want to get a dog like, you know, like Eddie. You know, like that size. Because he's gonna be a big boy. Like I see the pictures, and his paws are, you know, he's gonna be a big boy. That's exactly what they say. So. Yeah. Anyway, sorry to go off on that little tangent there. Saying something about Krista
in
the story. Let's go.
I think you should. Like, I love the way you do that. You go. You give me the pause so you can take a drink. That's totally. That's podcast 101. If you get someone up to say something while you chug it, I don't care. I just go like this. Tom, you know what? Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah. See,
okay. Now I'm back.
George, I'm a professional.
You're a professional. That's right. Yeah. But we're town today, okay? Now, I believe this is the first time I met her family. And
yeah.
At the end of our town day, Eric Hines. I'm watching Fandango Night. Eric Hines is on for stockholders, by the way. He's a past guest, Eric Hines.
Oh, past guest of yours?
Yeah, he owns restaurants on Route 3 South. He's the king of Route 3 South, and he's on.
And this didn't ruin him. He's still in business.
No, honestly, he's killing it. His stockholders,
really?
Is huge. Yeah, he has some.
I don't know anything about him. Yeah, I know you said something, the king of Route 3 North
Route 3 South.
Yeah.
Eric Hines. And I think it's the first time I met her family. So at the end of the end of the time, we're talking, they had bumped into some neighbors of theirs. The kid, you know, their kids, Krista and Larry, basically. And they're talking to the neighbors, and I don't know the neighbors. They don't know me, so I'm just... You know, we're not talking. I have nothing to say. They have nothing. So it's not rude. It's just I'm not involved in the conversation. So I'm daydreaming. Now I've got my Oakley. You see my Oakleys, right? Of course you see
yes.
my Oakleys. Okay.
Yes. So I've actually Oakley. Started a GoFundMe to get you a new pair of sunglasses. No.
I have prescription sunglasses now. I don't need them.
Okay, yeah. All right, no, go ahead.
Crazy. I tried to get the Oakleys. They can't do it because of the blade. They won't do a progressive blade. I would have done it.
Well, those remind me of the ones the Terminator had, like 1984 year Oakleys. I mean, yeah, and don't do the I'll be back or get to the chopper. I told you, I know you. You know?
You know
but me, anyway.
We can go months without anything, or years without anything. It seems like it's right back where we left off.
We do. Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy, but. Because you can't see my eyes. So, so I'm daydreaming. And I must have been out for like 20 minutes. I was just daydreaming, and I wake up,
and I'm looking.
My head is facing Krista, and I turn to the right a little bit, and Larry's looking at me. And he's like this. Like he thinks I've been. If he thinks I've been staring at Krista for the last 20 minutes, but my head didn't move because I was daydreaming. But if you saw my eyes, you know you can tell when someone's daydreaming. Because if you've seen that, you know when someone's out.
Yeah.
And you would have known, but I have my Oakleys on, so, and I didn't know what to say. I wasn't going to be like, I wasn't looking at your wife for 20 minutes. I'd be like, I wasn't looking at your wife for 20 minutes. I was literally daydreaming because I was not bored, but I just had nothing to contribute. You know what I mean?
I think you might have, maybe should have said that.
Well, so I just said nothing and just went like, oh, okay, sorry.
Because, again, with the sunglasses, he doesn't know where those eyes are looking.
I know.
And was she facing you or was she away from you?
I don't remember. I just know that they would.
Oh, sure you don't. Yeah,
no,
sure.
I really don't. I was mortified because I woke up. I'm like, holy crap. And then he's, okay, dude.
She actually showed me the jeans that she had on that day, and your eyes had burnt a hole through the.
Because of the Justice League. Cyborg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Superman does it too. He has a cape, though.
We're not talking about him now. We don't want to anger anyone.
So I don't know if Larry thinks I was checking out Krista for the last time.
That's pretty funny. The first time I met Larry was actually at Fusion.
Of course.
So yeah. So I think it was a few years ago now. A bunch of us just showed up to Fusion, and it was Dawn, her husband, Larry, Krista, myself. God, I caught Jackie Mahoney was there. There were a few other people there, but we had one of the big round tables that was like set up at the time next to the bar. And I just thought he was a really nice guy. You know, just really, you know, he was talking to me like he had known me for years. It was, you know, it was nice. Like I said, that whole family is super sweet. And I actually bumped into them one time at the Leaning Tower of Pizza on Route 1.
I bumped into them there. That's
did you really?
Yeah.
At the time, I was working at the data center in Wakefield, so I wanted to go get some lunch, and I was like, I'm just going to drive up to Route 1 and see what's going on. So I said, hell with it, I'll go in there. And I was sitting there eating and, you know, by myself at lunch, and Chris is like, come join us. I was like, oh, I said, that is fantastic. Thank you. I think I will. You know, talking to her kids and stuff. Her kids, two really bright boys.
Yeah.
Really, yeah. So, but again, I think you've had her on too much. Window.
Maybe. I might have.
No.
Another Dave Matthews song, Too Much, by the way, Tom. I don't know if you did that in purpose or not.
No, I didn't. I'm doing really good with that.
You really are.
But yeah, I'm pretty.
And you said Bartender. Bartender's a Dave Matthews song, too.
Christ, I can't say anything without having been a Dave Matthews song,
huh? If pardon the pun, you're crushing it.
Oh, you talking about the REM in back of me?
No.
Oh, I thought
no.
Orange Crush.
There was a song called Crush.
Oh, Crush, yeah. I have no idea. You lost me there, man.
I did. Did that REM behind you? See, this is what I don't like about Book of Wrestles, okay? Right now, I can see you pretty well, but if I want to see REM, I have to do the...
Oh, yeah. No. It's just a,
I hate
just a couple
head,
of... Just a couple of little things.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're like signed and numbered lithographs from a couple of their concerts, like back in 2000 or something like that, 2004 or something. I don't even remember. Yeah,
you remember.
One's 2004 in Boston, and the other, I can't. The writing's too small, and I don't want to turn around and look at it because then you'll see the bald spot on the back of my head, and it'll be a whole issue. And I'll, you know.
We don't want that. We'll just leave it the way it is.
No, yep. I got the baloney patch thing going on up there. It's not attractive.
And there's the sip. You perfected that. That's Tom in every bar situation. That's right.
You don't go to bars, but I'd imagine. Well, actually, you have been in a bar with me.
No, I go.
You,
sure.
Yeah.
I just don't drink. That's all. I'm allowed in.
Right, yeah. I'd actually like to start doing that.
What?
Not drinking.
Oh, wait. Doesn't that mean you'd stop doing that? What?
I'd like to start not drinking.
Start not drinking.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, there's got to be better things to do.
Today's not the day, though.
No, it is not.
I'll draw out the question. What makes you want to stop drinking? Or as you so eloquently put it, stop drinking.
Oh, yeah, right. I said like, I don't know. I thought maybe it'll feel better.
Yeah? Why, you feel like crap?
Yeah. No, I don't feel like, just sometimes I go out and have a few of them. I'm just like, why am I having this? You know what I mean? Why am I? I mean, I like the taste of it, but I don't want to have it, I guess, as much as I do, I guess.
Okay. So are you a big, like your dog, are you go big or go home? Or can you have, like right now you're drinking that Russian.
Yeah.
Is this going to take you through the day? Are you going to keep going? Like, what will you do? Will you have six? It's Saturday, too. You're not working.
Oh, no, it's Saturday. So, you know, I'll have this one here. And then, you know, I'm going out to lunch in a little bit with Claire, which you've met Claire. She lives up in Maine now, so we kind of meet halfway. And we'll end up at probably a brewery or something like that has food. And I'll have a couple more, and that's it. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just... I forget who I was talking to, but...
Dave Fabry.
No, it wasn't. No, well, yeah, I talked to him quite a bit, which he doesn't drink a lot, to be honest with you. Yeah, you know, like, whenever we go out and have lunch, I have a couple of Madrasses, and he'll have a Coke or
He's
Diet Coke.
He's too busy yelling at me to have you on the podcast, that's why. Yeah,
well, yes, exactly, yeah, some things will never change. He's always in my corner for this kind
of
stuff.
Yes.
No, but I don't know, I just... I read something somewhere that someone had just kind of stopped drinking, and they just said they felt better. And not that I feel bad, but I just want to, I think I want to just kind of stop and see how it makes me feel. Does that make any sense?
It does. Because if it's contributing to something, you don't know until you stop.
Right. I mean, I don't wake up and I don't got the DTs or anything or tremors. I don't have to have anything, but I think I'd like to just. I think I'd just like to see what it's like being you. You know, really. You know what I mean? Like,
don't let this fool me.
No, but I mean, let's face it. You've probably gone to plenty of places where you're not drinking, right?
Yeah.
And people around you
the
are probably.
I've been to.
Okay.
I'm
right.
Just,
yeah.
I'm just teasing.
No. I know. That was good though. That was pretty good. That was a bronze. It's not quite comedy gold. That was bronze.
I deserve that.
It's still kind of a semi-precious metal. If people making jackasses out of themselves or whatever, or, you know, you probably see it through a different lens, you know?
Yeah, I do.
You get to see what's going on, and the people who are, you know, shit-faced don't know what they're doing sometimes, I guess, or whatever. I don't know. I think I'd just like to see it from the other side of the table. That's all.
Have you, I just love the finish. God, I gotta stop drinking. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, I like the taste of it, but I think I just like to, you know. That's
now,
all.
Do you think that? Well, let me ask you this first. What's the without drinking? Have you gone any extended time? Not that you're drunk. I'm not trying to insinuate anything on you.
No. The first 24 years of my life, I think. I didn't start drinking until, even when I was 21, I didn't drink or anything like that. So, but recently, I don't know, I think I stopped for 2 hours last week.
in a row?
No, 2 whole hours in a row. No, I just, I don't know, to be honest with you. It's not like, I haven't consciously said, hey, listen, I'm going to not do this for any certain amount of time. So it would kind of be a first to just not do it. You know, I kind of, people, New Year's resolution kind of thing, people like, I'm going to stop drinking this year, and, you know, a couple of months later, they're back at it. I just want to see if I can go a couple of months without having some.
So you're not saying you're stopping for good? Unless something miraculous happens and you feel the best you've ever felt, but you love the taste, so you're...
Yeah.
...plan to do it as a... experiment, so to speak, to see where you are after what is drinking actually doing to you mentally and physically, I would imagine.
Yeah, and not only that, what is it doing for me?
Ooh.
It's not really doing, you know, it doesn't do much, you know. It's almost like I'll be the most boring person in the world, I guess, for a little while, but I am.
I'm the most boring, because just by definition. So you would have to be. Oh, what's this?
Oh, hold on.
10:45.
No,
I lost you.
No, sorry. David was calling me.
What?
Again. Yeah, it's kind of funny, right? Yeah, I guess, you know, it's not like he knows this is going on because he can't hear it or anything.
Oh, he does. I had to tell him. Listen, I'm having him tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Relax. Settle down.
Right. yeah, but just to see. That's all. You know, see if it makes any difference, and if it makes no difference, then so be it. That's fine. But like you said, if it makes a huge difference, and if it's life changing or something, not having this or anything, like, maybe I won't drink anymore. I mean, who knows? But as for right now, I just plan on, I don't know, maybe taking a little break.
Do you have a goal as to I hate the term, but not. I don't hate the term, but the term is not. I'll just say the term instead of talking about it. I'm going to stop saying term, okay? Is that right?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Are you just going to do it like one day at a time? Are you going to do it a week at a time? Do you have a... No, that's. I told you I didn't want to say it. I see your face. I didn't mean it that way. I just meant like literally, is that what you're going to do? Like, I'm not going to drink today.
Just kind of see what it's all about, you know? I'd kind of like to just go out and not feel like I have to, but... It's almost automatic when I go out somewhere and I go out to eat or I go out with people. I order a drink. It's like, do I really need to do that, I guess, is where I'm going.
But you like it, though.
I do, but I just feel like, I don't know.
The devil's advocate in me says, well, you like it, though. It's like me saying, oh, man, I love this V8 sparkling energy drink.
Is VA sponsoring you?
I want them to. Somebody should let them know.
I'll give them a call when we're done.
Thanks, Tom. I'll tell Dave. Tell Dave. He owes me.
Yeah, tell Dave. David will give them a call. He knows people.
So why would I want to stop drinking one? I mean, I know it's an energy drink, and it's not like it's, you know, 24 ounces. Like those Monster drinks will kill you. Those Red Bull drinks will kill you. They have. I just
think that you
enjoy. That's the devil's advocate. Well, I'm not advocating you not stopping.
Because what you're drinking isn't potentially deadly. Right?
Some would argue it is, because it's an energy drink.
It's not
going to impair
you. It's not going to impair you. Right.
Control
right.
You can control your impairedness.
Of course you can control your impairedness. That is true. But how many people actually do control their impairedness when they're out, you know, doing whatever? You know, it's like, I'll have another one. All right, yeah, I'll have another one. Oh, great, thanks, one more. And then you get up and it's like, should I really, I need to call an Uber, you know? Again, it's just something I'm thinking about.
Yeah, well,
why I brought it up, I don't know, but I, you know.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I have Krista waiting to come in for an intervention with you right now. So let's bring in Krista, everybody. Krista and Dawn and Melissa. Let's get them all in here.
Oh, only if Dawn moons me. That's the only that's the only way she can come on this podcast.
Dawn mooned me once.
She does not remember that, though.
She does not remember it. And therein lies your argument to stop drinking. If she wasn't drinking, actually, I don't even know if she was drinking. I don't think she was.
Was a good girl. I don't think any of those girls ever touched a sip of alcohol until they were in their 30s.
Am I supposed to believe that, really?
Yeah, no. Whoa. Are you sure there's nothing in that V8? Oh, you have to clean that up, don't you?
I'll just sit in it.
It's not the first time you said that, have you?
It's not the first time I've sat in an orange liquid. Wait a second, what?
Yeah.
All over the Batman shirt, Tom. Yeah.
Well, fortunately, it's dark.
Dark, yes.
Yeah, you won't be able to see it. It should come out just fine. I mean, there's probably nothing in. What is in that anyway, that V8? It's not like that garbage. The red stuff that sold. No, V8, the actual, like.
Oh, the tomato juice?
Yeah, that disgusting. Yeah. I mean, is that in that?
No, that's the funny thing, is it's not like that at all. I legitimately like the way this tastes. It tastes like, this is orange pineapple. It tastes like it's got bubbles in it.
So why is it called V8, though? Why don't they just call it orange pineapple?
Well, I think V8 makes it. I think that's why. I don't know. I'm guessing.
It's kind of false advertising, though, right? I mean, V8, the V8 you grew up with and loved, apparently. Yeah. The tomato juice. I don't know. The big tomato juice guy.
You're branching out.
Yeah. So there's no tomato juice in that at all?
No, I don't think so. If there is, it's well disguised.
Masked.
Masked. Yes.
All right. Okay. There you go.
Are you Think about V8 sparkling energy drinks, orange pineapple, please.
Promise I will not.
I drink the rest, and when I drop this again, it won't go all over me again.
So, yeah, I'm reading a book.
Good segue.
Do tell. No, yeah. Sinead O'Connor wrote a book called Rememberings. You remember Sinead O'Connor? Of course you do, right? She ripped up the picture of the Pope,
Shinehead.
That whole thing. Yeah.
Shinehead. Yeah. That Frank's Phil Hartman skit.
Yeah, Shinehead. So I don't know if you ever liked her or her music or anything, but I'd highly recommend it. She tells a pretty funny story about Prince. So, you know, Prince wrote Nothing Compares to You for her, and, you know, she sang it. Well, apparently she went on, like, some interview afterwards, and she cursed, you know, said curse word or something like that, and Prince got all mad at her and invited her over to his house, and then had a pillow fight with her. But he put something hard in the pillowcase and was, like, hitting her, like upset with her because she swore on an interview and talking about that song and stuff like that. And she actually had to, like, run out of his house at night in bare feet, and his people chased her, like, you know, down the driveway to the road. It's kind of a funny story. You should check it out if you...
I actually read that excerpt. They had that on.
Did you?
I swear. and I thought the same. I'm like, this is bizarre. Like it. I forget who cares, but I read. I like to read different excerpts from books just in case. Sinead O'Connor's book, just because. But
I used to love her excerpt.
Did you?
I did. Yeah.
She considers Nothing Compares to You her. She doesn't even consider Prince's song.
Well, it's easy to say once the guy's dead, I guess, right?
Yeah, but that's I read that as well in that excerpt somewhere, that she no longer can print a song.
Yeah, well, but anyway, I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting. Pillow fight, yeah. That's it. I mean, actually, the world would be a better place if we had pillow fights every time somebody swore, don't you think?
Yeah, not if you're going to put the horseshoe in it.
Well, we lead those out, I guess.
Yeah,
For the sake of the rest of the world.
Right. I mean, I don't know if it was a horseshoe. I don't want to, you know, say things I don't know, but...
I was thinking a bag of quarters. I mean, a box of quarters. What do you call it? No,
probably a roll of nickels.
Roll of nickels. Roll of quarters. That's right. Is that a roll in your... Yeah. Is that a roll of quarters in your pillowcase, or are you just happy to see me?
I see. You know what? I also knew that was coming. As soon as I said roll of nickels, I said, somehow it's going to be, are you happy to see me?
But I couldn't see the... I couldn't figure out the word roll. What was I calling it? A bucket of nickels? I don't know what I was calling it.
Yeah, I think you said bucket of nickels, which would...
My groin, I'm freezing right now. Is it?
Right.
This is not comfortable. But for you, Tom, I'm sticking it out. What?
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, if you need to get an adult diaper or something, you know, you just leave that camera right there. And
it's not going to help me now.
Yeah. No, it isn't, is it? Well, it might help with sitting in the...
I could just add.
All right, yeah, this one is not getting watched by anybody. I'm so sure.
They'll get this far. I'm like, yeah, okay.
All right, time to go. So you said in your year review thing that you were doing that you went to a Comic-Con?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been to tons of Comic-Cons.
What do you go to Comic-Cons for? Now, obviously, I know what a Comic-Con is, but what interests you at a Comic-Con?
First time I went, I'll be perfectly honest, I went to... make fun of everybody, not verbally. I wanted to see the wackos that went to Comic-Con, basically, and I'm glad I did because not that I am one of those wackos because I don't dress up when I go. I wear this honestly. I would go to a Comic-Con looking like this with a Batman shirt, and that's it. That's as far as I go. I do put something on because I do feel like you're at a Comic-Con. I don't know. I just feel like I should wear something.
Trying to be like an undercover spy reporter, blending in with the nerds.
They'll never suspect me. With these freaks. But I love them. I think they're so fantastic. I think they're great. I went for the last 5 or 6 years, either to Boston or Rhode Island or both. They have all kinds of celebrities there, and they're more than friendly. I saw Jason Momoa there. I saw Stan Lee was there. And you don't even have to – you get to see them. Like, you to shake Stan Lee's hand. But I can walk by and see him. I walk by. Some people I will.
Yeah.
But except for Jerry the King Lawler was there, and he was a giant dick. And Damon is out of his mind when he hears that because he loves him. But he was an absolute dick. I don't understand why anybody would go to a place where people love you and be a giant douche, unless you are a giant douche. I don't know what he had going that day, but...
Well, I've always said, you know, a leopard doesn't change its spots. If the guy's douchey, he's going to be douchey at those things, too, so...
It was just weird.
Don't tell Damon I said that.
Yeah, I won't. Damon's doing this right now. Blah, 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 blah. Can't hear anything. But I went to go look at to make fun, like I said, and not make fun, like I said, not just to me, people watch, basically, is a better way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just all kinds of things you can get. Actually, that's where the Funko Pops came in, because they're big with Funko Pops, because they have all the action, like they have all the Marvel Funko Pops. Every category you can have, that's where I learned of them. And I just had such a great time, and I was by myself. Like, I didn't even... someone from work once or twice, but that was that's kind of a drag to me because I got to deal with this guy who knows what's going. You know, I'm onto something. I see you pointing.
You're onto something. I like to go to concerts, you know.
Sure.
But I like to go by myself.
Yes.
To a lot of them because I don't want to deal with having to talk to anybody else. I'm there to see the show, you know. I don't want to deal with person next to me. Oh, hey, you want to? Let's go get a drink. Do something. No. I want to stand right here. I want to watch the show. What? We have to leave? No. I don't want to hear any of that stuff. You know. So I would go to places like that by myself as well. But I have never been to a Comic-Con, and it surprised me that you had been to one. That's all. And yeah. I had remembered you said that, and I said, why would George be going to a Comic-Con? I didn't think there was anything that. Hi, pretty girl.
Oh, hi. For those listening on audio. Yeah,
for those listening on audio. That's yes. Yes. Sorry, that's the cat. The cat just came out. I guess she heard me talking or something. But yeah, I go to these things by myself. Like I got a ticket to go see Genesis.
Oh, nice.
And I think they're coming in December. And I thought, you know what? Should I buy two and then see if someone wants to go? And I said, you know what? No, I'm buying one. I'm going by myself, and I can listen to the band, pay attention to the music, and that's it. Now, of course, I have gone to concerts people before, obviously. Like, I've gone to concerts with Alicia Parisi's. I've been to concerts with Claire a lot and stuff like that. Sometimes I like going to concerts with people, but if it's something where I really am going to be, like, digging it and into it, I'd rather go by myself. Like, movies by myself, too. Absolutely love that.
Yeah, and the good thing about that, too, on the way home, you can just call an Abacab. Come on. Tom, don't make the face. Let out the let the people know that you're digging it. Come on. That was funny.
All right. You know, that was good. See, my actual one, I want them to play stuff off Abacab when they do this show. I just don't know that they're going to. I'd also like to hear The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. But I don't know if they'll play. Yeah, that's back when Peter Gabriel was the lead singer in the 70s at some
those
point.
Those guys.
Yeah. No, you know Peter Gabriel. Come on.
I do.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews covers his song Sledgehammer. And crap.
How does this always come back to Dave Matthews?
Because all my roads lead back to Dave Matthews. You should know this by now. I can't think of the other song. What's Peter Gabriel's other biggest song? Sledgehammer and what? What's the other one?
Well, there's a lot of them.
I know, but what are the? Oh, see, you're a fan. I'm just a casual
observer. Oh,
he covers Three Hill. It's that doesn't matter. I'm just saying he covers two songs.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's not important.
In Your Eyes, maybe.
That's not the one. But what is important is I will tell you the best concert I ever went to by myself, bar none. You might think
Culture Club.
Well.
I really do. No, tell me. what's
It was Paul McCartney in Boston Garden. I don't know.
Really?
I got one seat because rarely you don't sell twos all the time. There's always one seat floating somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
An expensive ticket,
but I said, when am I going to get to see Paul McCartney? I'm not going to remember how much it is 10 years from now. I'm just going to remember going this night, and it's going to be awesome. Concert I've ever, it could be very well be the best concert I've ever seen, not just by myself, because it was like an I saw him at Fenway too in the concert. He was, you know, playing all the hits, just rocking. But it at the Garden that night, for some reason, it was like an evening with Sir Paul McCartney. He told stories, he made fun of himself, he played all the hits still. His drummer's from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So he played all the Beatles hits. They played all the Wings hits. Some McCartney's. It was rare. And he told stories about it. It was phenomenal. And even by my, like, Hey Jude, there was nothing. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced anything better than Hey Jude. Because he had, you know, at the end, the na 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 na, you know, Hey Jude, na 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 na. And he.
I've heard it once or twice.
Once or twice.
Yeah.
I said, Hey Dude. I don't know.
He led, Tom, it doesn't stop. I mean, you know, Tom's calling a timeout.
Uncle, I give. Yeah.
I don't know if that works.
Yeah.
But he'd like the ladies, you know, the men, the right side. He was just, I know that doesn't make it sound like it was phenomenal, but he complied. It was great. It was phenomenal.
Oh,
it was just so much fun.
Of course, it's Sir Paul.
Exactly. When you say no to Sir Paul, you get asked to leave. But Dave Matthews, my favorite live acts, but if I had to pick one concert to see again, it would be that night in Boston Garden, Paul McCartney. And I felt bad because I went to Fenway as good because it was the Boston, it was great, but it wasn't as good as the Boston Garden one. I don't even know if it's called the Boston Garden. What's your best concert that you, it didn't matter, but it did point going alone. I'm not talking to people during the songs. So what was your favorite concert of all time that you went to by yourself?
Boy, that's a tough question.
Is that person ever going to stop backing up, or is he like going point?
Can you really hear that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been hearing it for the last 5 minutes.
Now it stopped. I totally forgot it was even going on. I'm numb
You'd think you'd get there by now. I would have turned it around.
The parking lot's not that big. I don't know what this guy's doing. Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know. The best concert I ever went to was probably, I mean, you know, by myself. Shit, I don't know. I can't tell you.
Come on, you can tell me. We're friends here.
Yeah, I know, but
that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I like all the ones I went to, but Smashing Pumpkins was really good.
Really?
The Garden.
The Garden.
Yeah, they still call it the Garden, don't they? The TD Garden now.
It's not the Boston Garden anymore. But it's not the Boston.
Yeah, but that was really good. I don't know. Rod Stewart was good. Rod Stewart, but I didn't go by myself to Rod Stewart, so that's kind of a fib. But that was probably a really good concert. I kicked myself in the ass for two things. I had a chance to go see David Bowie, and I couldn't go, and I wish I had done that. And I also had a chance to see Elton John, like in the early 90s, and I didn't go see. Now, granted, I can still see Elton John, but I mean, I don't know if I want to pay $1,200 for a ticket to see Elton John. I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of, music's great and all, but I can listen to it on the radio. Don't need to be spending $1,200 for a ticket to see Elton John. But you know, it's not like he's one of my favorites. I mean, if Queen was still around, the original lineup, I'd definitely pay that kind of money to see them. But, you know, I just can't justify it with Elton John, although it would be a great concert. Did you see him?
Who? Queen?
No, Elton John.
I have an Elton John story. My mother.
Well,
my mother.
Do tell.
I will. While you sip that last sip, my mother was me, and I said to her, "Mom, I would like to take you to the Elton John concert. They're playing here. The tickets were not outrageously expensive. They were." She goes, "No, that's okay." I'm like, "All right, okay. Just not interested. I'm like, "All right, but you like Elton John?" "Nope, not interested." "Okay, I guess we'll just stay here and watch the games, I guess."
Christ, right? What was she doing that night? Picking Hummels
wanted to know.
Out of the chimney?
Oh, nice. Nice, good reference. Maybe that's what it was. I was shocked because I thought that was a great little gift. You know, we get married, and I was like, "Okay, I'll take you out, and we'll go to an Elton John concert." She goes, "No." "Okay."
And that's it?
That's it. That's the story.
So there's nothing else to the story?
No, I wish there was. There's not.
I will never get that 2 minutes back.
No.
No. I mean, it would have been.
I'm still standing. I mean, we went to the Empty Garden. Is what we did. That's what we did. It was.
Yes.
It's gonna keep going. You have to leave in 25 minutes.
All right. Yeah. That'll be it. Oh wow! You managed to squeak two of his songs into there. That was pretty good.
Yeah, you know.
That was pretty good. Yeah. I haven't even done anything like that today. You're way ahead of me on the curve. I really haven't made any jokes.
Let's go. Step it up.
I don't know what to do. Folks,
I'll tell you, he's not going to be there for year two. It's you, Tom Grady. At least I'll have to have Krista with you if I'm going to do that.
You know, I think that would be something.
It would.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, maybe we'll wait a couple months. I don't feel like, again, really?
No, we don't need. We definitely don't need the overload at this point.
But I would like that. That would be fun. Actually, I can have up to 8 people on this thing. I could do a million of us. Well, I guess that's a slight exaggeration, but
a million minus.
Many and two. Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't do the math on that fast.
There's nines involved. I don't want to do that. I'm good.
And besides the new math they got the kids doing, I would have had to have broken out the abacus, got the abacabus. That was good. Got the whiteboard out, you know. So.
Yeah, showing your work is crap to me. Look, I know the answer. What do you want me to do? 1 + 1 = 2. I have to show you. Move on. You've done your job.
Yeah. But again, see, this is where we both don't have children.
Right.
So this, who knows if it's good for them or not? I don't know. I haven't really talked to any parents and been like, "Hey, so what do you think about the new math?" It's just never come up, but I can't imagine that anybody is for it.
Here's your new math. Right there.
Oh, right, exactly. Like I said, our fancy pocket computers.
I love these. You told me I was using that for the rest of my life. Suckers. I mean, when's the last time you used the Pythagorean theory? I haven't. Well, I guess I just did, but.
Just yesterday.
Squared. Ugh, I'll never know. I'll never know. If only I paid attention in Miss Sheriff's class. We were in geometry together, you and I.
Were we?
Miss Sheriff.
What grade was that? I don't even remember.
Ninth? Tenth?
Might have been 10th. I don't know.
We weren't in many classes together, you and
I. No.
We were in geometry. You had Miss Sheriff, right?
I believe George, honest to God, I can't remember. Isn't that so?
Put the beer down.
No, it's not even that. Again, I was out to lunch with David the other day, and I was talking to him, and I said, "Listen, something's happening. Like, I am going to speak, and the word that I want to say is at the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember it. Isn't that awful? I mean, it doesn't happen all the time." It's just every once in a while.
And when it does.
But when it does, I think to myself, my God, what, you know, I hope this isn't the start of anything, you know, like, am I drinking too much? I don't know. No, you know, seriously, like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I used to have, like, a very good command of the English language. My vocabulary was really good, but now I sometimes struggle a little bit when I go to say something, and I don't know what it is. I mean, it's not to the point where I want to get it checked out, like, you know, hey, doc, can you take a look at this? But it's very frustrating when you want to say something, and it's at the tip of your tongue, and you can't do it. And, I mean, you know, we're only 50. Well, I'm not 50 yet.
Neither.
I'm not. Yeah, no.
You're in August. But you're in August.
I am in August. When are you?
November.
Oh, is it November?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, Thanksgiving.
Not even close.
No, I know. I don't know when the actual date of your birthday.
I think you're if I'm real quick, I think.
If you even tell me the day, I will fall over.
Six, I think it's six or seven. It's one of the two.
Did you just look that up somewhere?
Yeah. Yes. I said, Tom, squirrel, and you looked, and I went, Tom Grady's birthday. So I'm right.
No.
Because you and Amy are back either the same day or next. I think Amy's the 7th
Amy
or
who?
The 6th. How many other Amys have a birthday the day after you?
There's one Amy that has a birthday the same day as me.
Okay, that's her then. You guys have the same day. It's either the 6th or 7th. If I have to bet.
It's the 6th. It's the 6th, yeah. It's the 6th, yeah. So, Amy Ottaviano Linger. AOL, I call her. Yeah, it never gets old. She loves that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she has the same birthday as I do. But yeah, it's just, you know.
And the only reason I know that is because she starts telling us in July.
Well, that's also yes. Amy has what we like to call the birthday month. So
six months. I saw one today, guys. Not to push any buttons, but August 6th is around the corner. If you want to get me flowers, I don't know if you saw the construction I'm doing on my. I need stuff for my house.
Now.
I'm just telling it like I read it. That's why I read every day. Listen.
Yeah. Well, that's
up. Love my birthday. Today's tomorrow's my birthday.
That's also like there's a guy that a lot of us are friends with on Facebook. You know, his dogs died. A couple of them. And, I mean, they died years ago, but we're still getting posts about the dogs, you know?
Should I know?
No, I don't know if you know him or not.
I just made fun of Amy, all right?
We'll circle back to that.
All right.
Yeah, like next podcast, you know, but I think a lot of people go on Facebook and they're just, you know, kind of looking for a little bit of validation, I guess, you know, this is what I'm doing. This is what I like. How do people feel about it? And again, yeah, I'm guilty of it. Sometimes I put where I'm having dinner or something like that. Like, hey, does anybody else like this place? You know, whatever. This is where I'm at, blah, blah, blah. But there are some people who go that extra mile and just, yeah.
Do you ever go into your memories and look back and read and go, what the hell was I thinking?
Every day a memory pops up, I do, actually.
I do the same. I'm like, what was I? Who is this guy? Like,
yeah.
Like, who hacked my account on this day? Like, why would I ever say that? Oh, my God.
So, yeah. One of my memories came up from, like,
every day.
Yeah. One of my memories came up from, like, 2009, like, a few days ago. And I was like, what's wrong with you? Right. Why? Nobody needed to know that. You know, it was like what I cooked for dinner or something. And a pic. I was like, nobody needed to know that. And I just, I was embarrassed that I posted it, to be honest with you.
Where I'm trying to be funny and I'm like, oh my God, like I see what you're trying, but no.
But didn't you think it was the funniest thing you ever wrote at the time?
Less than 100 likes, but you guys are idiots. You guys are all jerks. You don't know funny if you saw it.
Yeah.
but today I'm like, what were you thinking? What a colossal dude were.
Yeah, not our. Yes, no, were. You've grown, George. You've grown.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I cringe. I absolutely cringe. I'm like, oh, please, don't share that. Don't share. The share. I just want to delete the share button because I don't even want the opportunity. Some, like, I'll share once in a great while.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that. I can't believe that I thought that was funny. Or as funny as I thought it was. Just so stupid.
Yeah. I actually have kind of gravitated away from Facebook. Like, I check it sometimes to see what's going on, but I hardly post anything anymore. Facebook now for me is just kind of a way to keep in touch with people.
And find out when Amy's birthday is.
I knew when her birthday was. It's just to see. Here we go. It's just to write.
You know what it is? It's karma for you because you had the amazing gift of being able to drop. And nobody would hear it but me.
Yes, and I remember that word correctly, and I did it often.
I used to drop.
No. I'll let you tell the story. That's fine.
Tom would drop a C-bomb right in front of multiple girls. Who was there? But I was there, and it would be at least one girl there, and the girl would not even hear it. Or if she did, they couldn't have heard it because you've done it to many of them, and not one of them even stopped talking, stopped anything, or even acknowledged it. It was amazing, that superpower you had. And I don't know if you still have it, but
No, I don't. Everybody hears everything I say now.
I'm like, how is this happening? It's funny. It was so funny, though, because you would just say, you wouldn't even be... You would say it like out loud. I would hear it very clear. They wouldn't, and you can't tell me they all ignored it. There's no way. Like they had some special Tom Club. Listen, we just ignore it. Make them think he's got special powers. No, you had superpowers.
No, Tom. I don't know what it was, but yeah. Jeez, I didn't think that would ever come up.
Right. That's what I mean. I don't know where it's gonna go.
So. Yeah. I used to. Yeah, that wasn't a good period. but. Again,
I laughed.
Nobody ever knew about it until now. Yeah, until right now.
But you're gonna forget about it Thursday, so it doesn't matter.
It's okay. Oh yeah, what did we just talk about? But so, like I was saying about Facebook, it's just kind of it's just a place to keep in touch with people that I don't talk to on a regular basis now.
Yeah,
I like this better. You're a little blurry now.
I look better blurry, don't I?
Yeah, yeah.
The ring. Whee!
I do see that. I think I told you earlier, I think that looks better.
Yeah, did you see? But look, it took me a year to figure chat logo right there. Can you see that? Can you see that on your screen?
Chatting up top? My
picture. I just put that there the other day. I could have done that the whole time. I had no idea.
So.
End of the show. But I just realized I could have had my logo on there. I was going to put a giant dick there for you, but I didn't know if it was, you know, appropriate or not. Delete it, but I probably wouldn't have been able to.
Yeah, that would have been...
A beer would have been better, I'm sorry.
That would have been cute, yes. Well, just put a giant beer there. That's fine.
Of you, I remember when I... After
picking my nose?
I thought, but here's what I thought, Tom. I know you were pissed.
Yeah, I wasn't. No, pissed isn't... Pissed, I wasn't pissed.
You know what's funny?
But I said, you know what I said. I said, listen, You put a great picture of everybody else that you do this podcast with, and then you put a picture of me picking my nose. I said, George, what's going on?
I put Melissa with a black eye, though. I wasn't.
But she fights.
Well, you pick.
Not every fucking day.
Oh, no, you can swear. You can swear.
No, I shouldn't swear. That's bad. Bad.
Bad, Tom. My thought was this, Tom, because I debated it, but in the end, I'm like, well, he put that picture. I took it from your page. So you obviously put it up there yourself.
I didn't put that picture up. That was a picture.
You could have untagged yourself if you didn't want it there.
I didn't know how to do that crap.
Is that right? See, I didn't think of that. Really?
Yeah, I really did. I did at the time. I mean,
I apologize.
No, it's okay. No, again, it really doesn't bother me. But I was like, Jesus, George, come on.
You're going for the
picture of me. Yeah, no, I know. It was a joke. but I should have, you know, at some point Googled how to do it or something. I mean, I don't spend that much time on Facebook to know, you know, how to. I think I just figured out how to make my page private, just because, you know, well just so like friends of friends can't, you know what I mean? My friends can see what I don't care about that, but I don't want their friends looking at stuff that isn't made for their consumption.
Yeah.
Put stuff I post on there, it's for people I know or, you know, whatever, but it's not for people I don't know.
I like it.
So I just figured, you know, but then, you know, I went down this whole YouTube rabbit hole. Have you ever done that?
Of course.
You search for something and then then this like, ooh, shiny video pops up on the corner and and I think I ended up watching the I Want to Piss on You video by Chappelle making fun of R. Kelly. I ended the night with that, and I was trying to figure out how to make my Facebook page, you know, friends only, and I'm watching I Want to Piss on You drip, 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 and I was like, how did I get here? It was like an hour later, and I'm watching Dave Chappelle videos, so it's, you know, it's a fun thing, the internet. Well, I'm glad we didn't have it when we were kids.
Why?
Well, have you seen any of the stuff that people do now just to gain approval with, you know, their peers or what? I mean, these kids are putting pictures of themselves up there that should not be put out there, because once you throw something up there, it's there forever.
Like what? I mean, you know, like what? Like,
no, I don't mean kids. I mean, you know, just people that post like the pictures of themselves and compromising positions and whatnot, or, you know, stuff like that, or they
call them blackmail pictures, basically.
Well, right, they think it's cute to send their boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever pictures of themselves in various stages of undress, but what they don't realize is that that's out there for good. You can't get rid of that. So when you're a grandmother someday and your grandkids are searching on the internet for something, they put your name up, they're going to find a picture of you topless. I mean, how is that, you know? Or whatever, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
It's just, I think kids are getting themselves in trouble with it now. And I think that if we had it, we probably would have done that too. It would have been a whole lot different. You know, I mean, think about it. There was no way to do things like that. I mean, even the text messages that people send and stuff like that they say, that's out there forever. You know, you tell somebody something on a text or whatever, that's stored somewhere forever. Not that anyone's going to look for it if you're a, you know, regular Joe Schmo or whatever, but say you text somebody something inappropriate, then you decide to run for governor or something. That stuff comes up. It's going to bite people in the ass, and I think it's going to happen to a lot more people now in the future. I mean, we might not be here to see it happen, but people that are texting stupid stuff right now or sending stupid pictures out right now, that's not going to be good in the future.
Wasn't there a... I don't follow politics really at all, but you couldn't get away from the guy. I don't know what he was running for or if he was actually in office.
He sent out pictures of
his
little
Wiener,
friend.
Though. That's okay, right? I mean...
Was it Anthony Weiner?
Tony Dix, yeah, Tony Dix. I think it was Anthony...
Good night, everybody.
I had to give him a pass because his name's Wiener. What's wrong with that? Listen, if my name was George Nutsack, guess what? You'd be happy. You have to, right?
I have never been more happy that your last name is Noonan.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
No. For Virginia. Probably it'll make. What? You don't think that could happen? I'm just saying. Listen. If people are still listening now, then you know that. Okay.
You know what? I'm not sure they are, to be honest with you. So.
But no, but you're right, though. We've seen all the memes. I'm so glad I didn't have the internet back then, because you're right. We would have done the same stupid things, and they're only doing it because they have the means to do it. We didn't have the means to do it. We weren't smarter than they are. What? You just said we would have done it ourselves.
But I didn't say we had the memes to do it.
No, means.
Oh, I thought you said we had the memes to do it. Like,
no,
you know.
I wish we did have the memes. That would have been great, but I love memes. But no, we didn't have the means. We didn't have these computer pockets, as you like to call it. We didn't have the iPhones in the back. We couldn't do it. We would have, probably. I wouldn't have. I'd be like, listen, I don't want to see. Because it's not a, you'd send out the schlong.
My Schwartz is not as. I see your Schwartz.
You have the ring, and I see your Schwartz is as big. Let's see how well you handle it.
Huh? You should keep. That's very good. You should. Wait, maybe I can.
Colonel Sanders, may I speak with you, please?
That's really good stuff. Everybody, big hand to George Noonan for his Spaceballs impersonation. No. Who's that? Was it Nader or something? What'd they call him?
Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet.
Played
Dark
by
Helmet,
Rick Moranis.
Yeah, the Nerds guy, right?
Honey, I Kids.
But he was in Revenge of the Nerds.
No,
before,
you're thinking
before
no.
The, no.
No, Rick Moranis wasn't in Revenge of the Nerds.
Out your pocket.
You're thinking of you're thinking of David Carradine. Not David Carradine. What's his name?
David Carradine was in Kung Fu.
I know. I think he's a Keith Carradine.
How about the new Kung Fu? Ridiculous.
Kung Fu Panda?
No, not. You know, never
mind. No, I know what you're talking. I know it's Marvel. It's on CW. It's on the CW.
Yeah, so.
I didn't watch it.
So bad.
Is it really? I didn't watch it.
Oh, it's terrible. It's like that. What's that Stargirl thing? Oh, terrible, awful. It's like Miley Cyrus riding a broom. That's what it looks like. You know what I mean?
It's a visual.
Yeah, well, yeah, like the wrecking ball, but
wrecking
thinner.
Broom. Yeah,
yeah, her wrecking broom.
You said it as I was going for it, Tom. That was great.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's. George, I don't know. We have too much fun.
I know we do, and you have to get going. So I don't. Are you? Are you?
I do.
I know. So I want to. I don't want to hold you up. Is there anything you want to touch upon or say? Or
well, I don't know.
Start an apology tour now if you want.
Yes, I. I will be performing at the Wilbur Theater, apologizing to everyone I offended this coming Sunday. I just want to say again, congratulations on a year of this. I've listened to a majority of them, and I think you're doing a really great job. And I hope you keep it up. Hopefully, it'll be good for you. Again, get some other guests other than Krista, please.
I'll try. I don't want.
I know. Kidding. I love her to death. I don't know. Keep it up, and if you ever need someone to fill in because all of your other guests bail on you,
Krista's in Italy.
Yeah, unless Krista's in Italy, just give me a call. I'd be happy to come in again, and we've already established that I cannot be year three guest. Did we talk about vaping? I don't know.
No, we'll save that for the next one.
Yeah, we'll save that for the next one. All right, well, listen, George, take it easy. And thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And best of luck. Hold on.
The show.
Best of luck. There's nothing left. Oh, I'm not ending the show. You can end the show, George. I was just telling you how I was merely telling you how I felt.
That was.
Yep. No problem. One more thing, real quick.
Yes,
was there enough David Fabry on this podcast?
Never enough David Fabry.
There's never enough David Fabry. Fabry Masonry, everybody. I'll talk to you.